Hello, it's Michael Warmoth here. I'm here for the Conscious Co-Creation Live Guided Meditation. I'm glad to be here with you. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for tuning in. I always look forward to this meditation, this time together. It's very precious to me. I just want to remind you that it's possible to send me an email by clicking on the contact link on the website, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback or questions or insights or just want to say hello. I'd love to hear from you, so feel free to click on that contact link anytime. Also, if you want to get an email reminder of what time the meditation is going to be, just sign up for the newsletter. There's a link over there on the left-hand side of the website that you can click, and I'll send you a reminder every day of what time the meditation is going to be. Been listening to Lynn McTaggart for the last couple of days, talking about living with intention and the field, and finding a lot of similarity in her ideas and her purpose and mission and what she's trying to do with what we're doing here with the live guided meditation. Basically, we're trying to show people how they can start to be in charge of what they're creating in their lives and creating in their world. And that's exactly what Lynn McTaggart is all about also. And it seems pretty clear from her scientific evidence that you've got to change your consciousness. You've got to be able to access a deeper level of consciousness. You've got to clear out some of your old consciousness so that you can start creating the kind of things that you want in your life and that you want for the world. And so that's what we're all about here. That's what I'm all about in this meditation. My goal is to help you get to a place where you remember who you are on a truly deep level, that you get in touch with your source, the source of your being, and realize from then that you are powerful creator, that you are a being of light and love that is more power than you can imagine. And that's what the purpose of this meditation is, because I believe that creating a better world starts with creating a better me. And when I say better, I don't mean that there's anything wrong. I mean we just want more of the good stuff. Nobody could complain about having more of the good stuff, I don't think. So, let's get started. You want to find a position that's comfortable for you. We're going to be meditating somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes. So, you want to be nice and comfortable. Ideally, you'd be sitting upright with your back straight. But whatever position is suitable for you. So I'm going to take a moment just to settle into our bodies. Begin the process of relaxing. Let's turn your attention inward. Just pay attention to your breathing for a few moments. Body to relax. to slow down. Now imagine that every time you breathe in, you take in a little bit of peace and stillness. Breathe out, you let go of stress or tension, any negativity. Let's go ahead and breathe for a minute. Goal in this meditation is to move away from our identification with our thoughts and our beliefs and memories in the past, to move away from the external world, the world of the senses. Focus our awareness within us. We are capable of using our free will and intention to direct our awareness wherever we like. We can pay attention to what's going on inside us. Experience it, we need to consciously direct our awareness. That's why we focus on our breathing. As we do that, our mind begins to cool off. Present in the moment, more relaxed, more grounded. Now take all of your awareness and focus it around your heart. Heart chakra. Just become aware of that area. Concentrate all your awareness there. We know that energy follows awareness. Where we put our attention, energy follows. Our goal is to develop a control over our focus, our awareness, so that when our mind attempts to distract us with thoughts or problems, or our body attempts to distract us, we can observe that and return right away. Stay distracted for long. because as we focus our awareness, we begin to feel. We feel more sensation inside as the energy follows the awareness. We become aware of the energy. Whether we are aware of it or not, we are always being called back to our true self. Our mind fights. Our body fights back, wants to stay with what it is comfortable with, its habitual state. There is a part of us that knows that there's more to us than just our mind and the activities of the external world. Our problems. They have captured our awareness, but they are not who we are. Such a small part of who we are. As we focus our awareness internally, we begin to feel a presence, an energy, a feeling. Feeling is not an emotion, it is a perception of energy within us, a perception of light, of life. We begin to perceive the life force within us. It's there because we would not be alive without it. We know that it is a vibrational form of energy. We know that it exists in every cell of our body, that every molecule in our body is enlivened by this force. Strong. As we focus on this energy within us, it grows stronger within our awareness. We can surrender. We can trust. can trust enough to let go. We don't have to be in control. We don't need control. For now, we begin to remember, to understand that we are part of something much bigger than us. That we exist in something much bigger than us, and that it exists within us. There is no separation. There is a power, only one power. It is calling us back home. At some point in our lives, we made a decision to turn away from this truth, to forget who we were. Believing that we would come back. And now it's time. We made ourselves small so that we could fit in, so that we didn't upset anybody too much, even to the point where we may have been invisible. That is over. There is a truth about us that we are just beginning to discover. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be intimidated by. Nothing to fear at all. This power within us is love. It's unconditional love. Of love, that we swim, that we have our being in an all-encompassing, infinite, eternal sea of love. And that this infinite, eternal power exists within us as well as around us and through us. There is indeed no separation. We are one. But we don't always feel that way. That doesn't stop it from being true. The utterly undeniable fact is that there is no other truth. As human beings, we have free will and the ability to change our mind and place our awareness where we like. If we choose not to feel love, we won't feel it. That doesn't mean it isn't there. It only means we've made a decision. And now, we choose, we consciously choose. We make the decision to open, to allow, to surrender to this love within us, this power. reason to hold on. No reason to control. This power within us is divine wisdom. It is divine intelligence. It is infinite and eternal. It is vast beyond measure. This is the power that creates universes out of nothing. It creates us every moment. Let it fill you. Let it consume you. Become one. You are a divine and perfect expression of this love. Created out of love, by love, and there are no mistakes, no accidents. There is only divine order. Let yourself go. There's nothing waiting for you except for peace, stillness, love. You're not giving up anything by letting go. There's nothing to lose. Truth about yourself. Unique, beautiful, powerful, magnificent. There is no question about your perfection. within you. Open your heart. Open your heart and let love flow through you. Let love be the power in your life. Signal in the present. If we want something better than what we have now, then we must become better ourselves. And we do this by raising awareness and consciousness to a new level by raising our vibration, by knowing the truth about ourselves, and what we know is that we are perfect beings. We are perfect, unique, radiant beings of light in this moment. We know that there is love here. There is a powerful presence of unconditional love flowing through us all the time. We want to open up that flow. And so we open our hearts. Ourselves to feel the powerful feelings of gratitude for having our dreams come true, having our wishes fulfilled, all our prayers answered. Imagine what that feels like. Imagine the gratitude you will feel. Are answered. Teach your body what that feels like. memorize what it feels like. This is your new signal. This is your new level of becoming. You are opening yourself to being a bigger gateway for the love that flows through you. And as that love flows through you, everything you need is taken care of. Everything you want is there. Because you are becoming the powerful creator that you truly are. Opening your heart to love, letting it be who you are in this world, for who you are in this physical world is what determines what you experience. It's not the other way around. You control your destiny with who you are being. Let yourself be that powerful creator that you are, that grateful, loving, radiant power for good. That is who you truly are. Bring that power, that gratitude, that love back into the world with you. As we come back into this time and place, we come back into this room, into this body, into this physical moment. Ready to join this world again. I want to thank you for being here. It is always my pleasure and my honor and privilege to share this time with you. I look forward to our next time together. Go well. Thank you.